Will, and has been on his way.
Support both sides.
We're going to go ahead and start as a subcommittee. This is the Committee on Veterans Affairs, so if you're waiting for something else, now's the time to climb off the bus. We'll call item number one, AB 865, by Assemblymember Levine, and it's, they tell me it's a support support. So.
It is, yeah. Thank you so much, Mr. Chair and members. I'm pleased to present AB 865, a bill that allows veterans who are convicted prior to 2015 to petition the court for a sentence reduction if the original sentencing court did not consider service-related mental health problems at the time of sentencing. Quite a few years ago, I authored the law that did this prospectively, and this bill does it retrospectively. I ask for an aye vote.
Perfect. Witnesses in support, please. If you'd identify yourselves for the record.
Yes, I'm Duncan McVicker from Los Altos, California.
Good to see you again, sir. Sir?
And you, Senator Roth.
Seth Reeve, Reeve Government Relations.
Okay, who wants to speak?
Okay, I'll begin. 4 years ago, as Assemblymember Levine pointed out, this legislature created a bill that created Penal Code Section 1170.91, providing for mitigation in sentencing for those veterans convicted of a felony at the sentencing phase of trial. Under that law, the judge was required to consider such evidence when setting the sentence, and it took effect at the beginning of January 2015. And the bill before you today makes that retrospective to the point where for veterans who were convicted prior to 2015. So today I offer you three reasons why this bill should move forward. First, the simple issue of fairness. If veterans sentenced since the beginning of 2015 have access to possible reduced sentencing, then should not those veterans sentenced before 2015 have that same right? Secondly, this bill has a positive fiscal impact. Allow me to explain that, which might be a surprise. There are about 7,000 veterans incarcerated at CDCR. This number is well known, coming from a joint VA Department of Defense database. According to CDCR estimates, when the bill was introduced last year, and I have those estimates with me, based on their experience with Prop 47 and other retroactive legislation, a maximum of about 1,000 veterans would be granted resentencing hearings due to this bill. CDCR then estimated their associated costs for administration and for transportation to and from the hearings to be just under $1 million total. But CDCR also notes that they will save money as a result of reduced sentences. Now, if only 10% of those 1,000 veterans are granted, let's say, a 6-month reduction in their sentences, both of those are very conservative estimates, I'm sure, CDCR would save $1.5 million, which is greater than their costs. The second affected state agency is the Judicial Council, which would have to undertake all those 1,000 hearings. According to their 2017 fiscal analysis, and I quote, any costs that should arise from the implementation of AB 865, if enacted, will be minor and absorbable. Therefore, it is a slam dunk that this bill will save money, with savings exceeding costs.
Well, you've got a support support.
Support support.
Any other short comments? Well, I didn't mean to cut you off, sir. Were you finished?
I had one short paragraph, if I might.
If you're winning.
He likes the bill.
Yeah,
so there's a question from Senator Nielsen.
Sounds good. Okay, if there's a question, I'd love it.
Let's have, do you have anything else to say, sir?
Just support for my clients, American GI Forum of California, American Legion Department of California, AMVETS Department of California, California Association of County Veteran Service Officers, California State Commanders Veterans Council, Military Officers Association of America, California Council of Chapters, Vietnam Veterans of America, California State Council, all in support of this measure.
Perfect. Any other witnesses in support?
Sharon Riley, on behalf of the Judicial Council, we're in support. Just very briefly, we did work with Mr. McVicker and Assemblymember Levine's staff last year to fully understand the costs, and Mr. McVicker said is accurate in terms of impact on the judicial branch. So
Perfect.
We're pleased to support this bill.
Perfect. Thank you for coming down. Any other witnesses in support?
My name's Glenn Valiant. My son Alex is an incarcerated veteran.
I'll start by saying that I support this bill for all the reasons stated. I think it's a good law. I think it's a good idea. I want to just mention a couple of things. What is, I'd call a problem with the bill, and it's not a big problem, but it's important. My son Alex, he went Special Forces training back in January 2010. March 2010, during airborne training, his third jump, he came down under a partially collapsed parachute, crushed, disc in his lower and upper spine, a lot of other damage. So this led to a 60% disability rating. A few months later, while he was still with Special Forces, he's on a live fire training range. He was a supervisive medic, machine gun jammed, and took down several soldiers. Alex had to try and CPR on one of the soldiers who was a good friend of his. This guy bled to death while Alex worked on him, and it really caused a lot of problems with Alex. So he ended up with a 60% disability rating for his physical injuries, 70% disability rating for PTSD, for all he's experienced. So fast forward, he just declined. A whole lot of things. Had surgery, years of prescription opiates, became hopelessly addicted to opiates, and this led eventually to him being arrested in September 2014. Now the point being, as he went through the adjudication process through the fall of 2014, this bill, this new law, became effective January 1, 2015. And just a few weeks after that, the DA hit him with a plea deal. Now, nobody mentioned anything about the law. Nobody knew anything about it. Nobody was aware of it, the judge, the DA, our attorney. So he didn't get any consideration or benefit from this particular law. A few weeks later, accepted the plea deal, and that was it. And it was probably 6 months or a year later before the VA finally gave him this PTSD rating of 70%. So he's in this weird situation where just a few weeks after the bill became law, he didn't get the benefit of it. And this new bill, I understand what it's trying to do, the idea being that we'll make it so that all veterans have the opportunity, to benefit from this law. But it just turns out he's in this narrow window where he didn't get consideration on the original law, and this new bill doesn't go back and does not give him an opportunity. It's January 2015, and he was unfortunately sentenced and just weeks after that became law. So he loses. He gets left behind. And I don't think he'd be the only veteran in this situation. So I guess what I'm here to ask for is to consider that situation where, and the solution could be just a minor change of changing the date, to take into consideration the fact that, even though in theory everybody should get that consideration, in practice people fall through the cracks, and he's one of them.
Well, thank you for coming down and your comments, and I'm sure the author listened to your comments, and while we're not in a position to negotiate or take amendments to bills in this committee, there perhaps is an opportunity, should this bill move forward as it moves to appropriations. So thank you very much, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your son's service.
Appreciate that.
Any other witnesses in support? Witnesses in opposition? Any other public comment? Colleagues, questions? Senator Nielsen. We can establish a quorum, I guess, before we leave. Please call the roll.
Roth?
Here.
Nielsen?
Here.
Dodd, Weso, Wynn,
here.
Wilk.
Present.
Thank you.
We're lucky to get this many of my colleagues at a single committee hearing, given the number that are going on. Senator Nielsen.
Yes, Senator, I noticed that the district attorneys have standing in a proceeding here. Do crime victims, the victims, or victims next of kin, have standing to be present at resentencing?
I really don't think that standing is changed at all. It's just a consideration that is able to be taken by the court.
But couldn't you add victims to victim next of kin to that?
I don't think, I'm not completely familiar with the sentencing process just broadly and generally to be able to speak to differences that this would have, because this doesn't change that. It only allows for the consideration of service-induced mental health issues.
Well, you may,
Mr. McVicker may
it does indicate that this would not diminish the rights under Marcy's law, so that may cover it. But
My understanding is when we negotiated with the DA's association and got that clause put into this bill last year, that brought along with it the ability of the district attorney to notify victims so they could apply, so they could be there also.
Okay.
Colleagues, any other questions? Is there a motion?
So moved.
It's been moved. Sir, you may close.
Yeah, thank you, and thank you to everyone who provided testimony, including the father of the young man who was sentenced, and we'd be glad to gather more facts about that to learn how we can be helpful, and I ask for an aye vote.
Perfect. Please call the roll.
AB 865, do pass, but first we refer to appropriations. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Dodd? Weso? Wynn? Wynn, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye.
4-0 will hold the roll open for absent members. Thank you very much, sir. Who's here? Assemblymember Carrillo. Yes, ma'am. We'll take item number 6, AB 2762. Assemblymember Carrillo. Welcome. This is support. It's my understanding this is support. So short is sweet.
Great. Well, thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I'm here to present AB 2762, which will help our local businesses grow our workforce and employ people who face barriers of employment. Our state and local governments are confronting formidable challenges in supporting economic stability and security among most of our more vulnerable populations. AB 2762 will update state law to expand the maximum value of preference allowed to disable veteran business enterprises and social enterprises and increase the percentage preference for those enterprises and local small business when they bid on certain public works contracts, and I respectfully ask for your aye vote. Let my witness introduce himself.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. Brian Steger, I'm the Chief Legislative Representative for the County of Los Angeles, and I'm representing the Board of Supervisors today. I want to thank Assemblymember Carrillo for her leadership and for this bill. This bill helps disabled veterans get procurement contracts at the local level. It also helps social enterprises, and I ask for your aye vote.
Perfect. Any other witnesses in support? Witnesses in opposition? Any other public comment? Colleagues, any questions? Is there a motion?
Move the bill.
This is do pass. Please call the roll.
AB 2762, do pass. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Dodd? Weso? Wynn? Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye.
It's currently 3-0. We'll keep the matter open for our absent members. Thank you for presenting.
Thank you.
We will call item number 2, AB 986, Assemblymember Gallagher. This is a do pass and refer to appropriations.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Chairman and Senators. Appreciate your time. I'm pleased to present AB 986, which will discount fishing and hunting licenses for California veterans. As you know, our veterans are very well deserving of a discount, but we also know that hunting and fishing can also be a very therapeutic thing for veterans returning. We've heard testimony from veterans that this helped with issues of PTSD and other issues that come, from serving in wartime. So we think it has that dual benefit, but also will help increase the amount of licenses sold. We believe that veterans is a very high propensity demographic to buy more licenses, and perhaps if we have this discount in place, we can increase the amount of licenses and then thereby have more revenues for conservation practices that are vital to the state as well. So the other portion of this, of course, is the 12-month license, which has long been a discussion here, and we're hoping that either through myself or Senator Barry Hill's bill, we might be able to finally get that established here in California, where you can get a true 12-month fishing license and not have it just be calendar year. We think that would also increase the amount of licenses sold and, again, help support the vital conservation revenues that this all goes into. So with that, I just ask you to help support this bill that I think has multiple benefits for all and will be a good policy for California.
Perfect. Witnesses in support.
I do have George Osborne with me on behalf of California Sports Fishing League.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman.
Winning.
Pardon me?
I said you're winning.
Thank you very much. I'll make it really short then.
Perfect.
When I came home from Vietnam, I was a machine gunner in the Marines in the war.
Your service.
You're welcome. It was pretty brutal. And I made that transition from the wartime environment back to peacetime, which was tough. But I went back to my roots. And that root for me was fishing. I went fishing with my mom and my brother, and that allowed me to readjust almost like meditation, the fishing part of it. And it's pretty stark when you go from, you know, combat environment into a peacetime environment. And I think that this bill would ease the way, well, make it more affordable for some of the disabled veterans, increase fishing participation, as the assembly member said. It's a bill that's worthy, and I ask for your support.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Sir.
Just here in support of my clients, American Elite, Seth Reeve, Reeve Government Relations, American GI Forum of California, AMVETS Department of California, American Legion Department of California, California Association of County Veteran Service Officers, Military Officers Association of America, California Council of Chapters, National Guard, Association of California, Vietnam Veterans of America, Council of Chapters.
Thank you. Thank you for coming and for your support. Other witnesses in support. Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Chair and members, Madison Dwelly on behalf of the California Travel Association in support.
Perfect. Other witnesses in support. Witnesses in opposition. Any public comment? Colleagues, any questions? Senator Wolf.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Not a question, but a comment. So when I was reading the bill, I was severely disappointed that I'm not a co-author of this bill. So if and when appropriate, I'd love to be added on.
Yes, I would love to add you as a co-author, Senator Wilk. It'd be an honor.
Thank you.
Alex, other questions? Is there a motion?
Move the bill.
It's been moved. It was closed, sir.
I just ask for your aye vote. Thank you, Chairman, Mr.
Perfect.
Chairman.
This is due pass to approves.
AB, oh, sorry.
No, please call the roll.
AB 986, Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Nielsen.
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Dodd. Waso. Wynn. Wilk.
Aye.
Wilk, aye.
3-0. We'll hold the roll open for absent members, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's take the consent calendar. Do any members wish to have an item removed from the consent calendar? Hearing none.
The consent calendar.
The consent calendar consists of items 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Everybody verify that? Is there a motion?
I move it.
It's been moved. Please call the roll.
AB 1883, do pass, but first we refer to appropriations with recommendation to consent. AB 2325, do pass and be ordered to consent calendar. AB 2722, do pass, but first we refer to appropriations with recommendation to consent calendar. AB 2894, do pass, but first we refer to appropriations with recommendation to consent calendar. AB 2949, do pass, but first we refer to appropriations with recommendation to consent calendar. Only two more. AB 3251, do pass, but first we refer to appropriations with recommendation to consent calendar. And last one, ACR 151, be adopted and be ordered to the consent calendar. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Waso? Wynn?
Aye.
Wynn, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk eyes. So we've got five.
You got five?
Yeah, we're gonna. Do we want to hold it open?
We'll hold the roll open on that one for absent members. Let's open up the roll on item number one, AB 865, Assemblymember Levine, Military Personnel Veterans Resentencing. The current vote, as I recall, is 4-0.
That's correct. AB 865, do pass, but first we refer to appropriations. Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Waso? That's 5-0.
5-0. We'll hold a roll open on that one for absent members. Let's open the roll on Item number two, AB 986, Assemblymember Gallagher, hunting and sport fishing licenses. The current vote is 3-0.
AB 986, do pass but first refer to appropriations. Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Weso? Wynn?
Aye.
Wynn, aye. So that's 5-0.
We'll hold the roll open on that item for absent members. And item number six, let's open the roll up on that. The current vote is 3-0. That's AB 2762, Assemblymember Carrillo, public contracts.
AB 2762, do pass. Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Weso? Wynn?
Aye.
Wynn, aye.
We'll that's hold the roll open on that item for absent members. know what you, but let me know how I can.
I was going to ask you.
Let me know how I can help. No problem. Let's go ahead and. Let's go ahead and open the roll in the respect to the Veterans Committee, and we'll take the consent calendar first. The vote, as I recall, is 5-0.
Wiso?
Aye.
Wiso, aye. 6-0.
The matter is out. Let's call item number one, AB 865, Levine, Military Personnel Veterans Resentencing. The current vote is 5-0.
AB 865, do you pass, but first we refer to appropriations. Wiso?
Aye.
Wiso, aye.
The matter is out. Item number two, Assemblymember Gallagher, AB 986, Hunting and Sport Fishing Licenses. The vote, current vote is 5-0.
AB 986, do you pass, but first we refer to appropriations. Wiso?
Aye.
Wiso, aye.
That matter is out. And next and final item number six, which is AB 2762, Assemblymember Carrillo, Public Contracts. The vote is 5-0.
AB 2762, Wiso?
Aye.
Wiso, aye, and that's a due pass.
That matter is out as well. That concludes the business of the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs. Thank you all very much.